Day two of Donald Trump's New York criminal trial, and we've asked Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti to join us to answer a few questions. Morning, Karen. Jury selection probably will be going on for at least a couple of weeks. How often do people lie to get on a jury because they have an agenda?
I'd say more people lie to get off a jury because most people don't want to spend the time and away from their family and their jobs. But in a case like this, you might have what we call stealth jurors. And these are people who do have an agenda, who could, you know, lie about their strong feelings in favor of Trump or against Trump in order to get on to do what they think is going to be justice. You know, people also get on sometimes to write a book or what have you. But that could be very, very seriously going on in this case.
The judge, as you know, made some rulings about what evidence will be allowed. He barred any testimony that Melania was pregnant while the Playboy model Karen McDougal claimed to have an affair with Donald Trump. Why did the judge bar that evidence?
In all of these rulings, what a judge does is they balance what they call the probative value with the prejudicial value. And if the prejudicial value is more than the probative value, then the evidence stays out. So probative means, does it really go to guilt or innocence? Does it really go to the case? Does it really make the jury think about what the jury needs to consider? And the judge ruled, probably rightfully so, that the fact that Melania was pregnant during this whole time was just prejudicial. It made Trump look like a jerk if he was cheating on his wife while she was pregnant. So I think that the judge correctly decided that one.
Is that why the judge allowed the transcript of the Access Hollywood tape to be admitted, but not the tape itself?
Yeah, I don't really know what the difference is. You know, the words that he said were offensive, whether they're coming from his mouth or in a transcript, it seems to me the jury is going to be offended by them. But I think that's what the judge was doing. He just didn't want you know, to have that nasty tone of voice that is going to be heard by the jury because it really doesn't go to the case. I mean, the fact that he was saying those things and that was impacting his campaign, and then he felt the need to pay this money to hush up these two women, you know, that goes as part of the case. It's all in the background of what the motivation was, according to the prosecution.
There are 34 felony counts charged. Could he be found guilty on just some of these counts?
Absolutely he can. I mean, I think his best defense, Bob, is that he was not responsible for making the decision to write this off as a business expense, that he relied upon his lawyers like Michael Cohen, who was a convicted felon. He had no idea that Michael Cohen was going to improperly classify these payments. There's nothing illegal about paying money to hush somebody. That is not illegal. But to take it out of your campaign fund or to call it attorney's fees and not pay taxes on it, then that's the problem. And he has a pretty good defense that he did rely on his experts. And you can imagine that he's got lots of accountants and lawyers along mm-hmm. with Michael Cohen. And I see that that's going to be his defense all along.
What kind of sentence could Donald Trump face if convicted?
You know, he can face just probation to up to probably 3 years. And frankly, this is not a very serious crime in the grand scheme of things. Of all the cases where Donald Trump was charged, this is obviously the least serious. And if it's his first time offense and the judge is not going to be punitive because of all the things that Trump has been doing throughout the pretrial and the trial, mm-hmm. The judge should probably give him probation. But again, putting him in prison is going to be a difficult thing logistically from a safety standpoint, and I think the judge is going to consider that as well.
If there is a guilty verdict, there almost certainly would be an appeal. And if so, would this drag on past the election?
Well, what happens is if there is a verdict, I would imagine the judge is going to set it for sentencing at a very short date. So the sentencing part would be, you know, where all the evidence would be gathered, all the good things that Trump has done, all the bad things Trump has done, and then it's all going to be presented to the judge, and the judge is going to decide that sentence. After that sentence is issued, yeah, he can appeal, but that doesn't stay a prison sentence, and that doesn't stay anything. So if the judge says report to prison because I'm sentencing you to 6 months in jail, then that an appeal doesn't affect that whatsoever. I mean, he's going to ask the appellate court to stay the sentence, but generally speaking, it just wouldn't. So it is going to be interesting, and I think that you're going to see all kinds of efforts by the Trump team to further delay resolution of this.
Karen Cotty, stay close to your phone for the next few months, Karen. I have a feeling we'll be talking to you.
All right, Bob.
Thank you.